You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're going to hear something from Ted Cruz. And this is a message. And I think it's done very well about freedom of speech.
Time when Democrats supported free speech. There was a time when members across the aisle actually believed in the First Amendment. Unfortunately, that time has long since passed. In 2014, Congress considered an amendment from Democrats to repeal the free speech provisions of the First Amendment. I was at the time the ranking member on the Senate Constitution Subcommittee, the Judiciary Committee. I led the fight against it. Ultimately, that amendment came to a vote on the Senate floor. And every single Senate Democrat voted to repeal the free speech protections of the First Amendment. Sure, it was a vote that would have given Congress plenary power to regulate. The initial version was to regulate any and all political speech by anyone. It literally would have said any expenditure of money for political speech. So it would have said that if a little old lady went to Home Depot and spent $5 to buy a cardboard sign and a stick to say, vote the bum out, that Congress could make it a felony and put her in jail. It also could have given Congress the ability to criminalize union organizing. The Democrats realized that that version of the amendment was too extreme even for them, so there was a second version that Senator Durbin offered that limited its restrictions only to corporations. However, it had plenary authority to any political speech by a corporation. Now, I'll point out Paramount Pictures is a corporation, Simon & Schuster is a corporation, NBC is a corporation, the NAACP is a corporation, Planned Parenthood is a corporation, the Brennan Center is a corporation. Under the proposed amendment, Congress would have had blanket authority to regulate any and all political speech by any corporation in America. It was blatantly unconstitutional, and every single Democrat voted for it when it was voted on the floor. There was a time, by the way, previously when Democrats tried to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution, the free speech protections, there were a handful of lions of the Senate that spoke out against it. Russ Feingold courageously spoke out against it. Ted Kennedy gave a floor speech saying, we haven't amended the Bill of Rights in over 200 years, and now is no time to start. I gave a floor speech with a picture of Ted Kennedy behind me, nearly scared my father to death when he saw me on TV with Ted Kennedy behind me. But I pleaded, is there not one Ted Kennedy on the Democratic side who believes in free speech? There wasn't a single one. Unfortunately, with this bill, that is combined by the recent willingness of the left to engage in threats of violence and intimidation against speech they don't like. We saw that with Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots all across this country, with Democrat politicians turning a blind eye, that culminated in the current Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, raising money to bail out of jail violent rioters threatening fellow citizens. We saw it just recently with a leak of a draft decision of the Supreme Court and then left-wing groups publishing the addresses of Supreme Court justices and violent rioters going to the homes of Supreme Court justices and the Biden Department of Justice refusing to enforce federal criminal law that makes it a crime to protest at the home of a justice. But our Attorney General Merrick Garland refuses to enforce that law. And the result of that, as we saw just weeks ago, a deranged man arrested for the attempted murder of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That is truly a toxic stew of the current Democrats' unwillingness to protect free speech and willingness to engage in violence and threats of violence against their political enemies. What does that mean for something like the Disclose Act? Well, we saw in California in 2008 when there was a referendum on the ballot in support of traditional marriage. And a majority of Californians, bright blue California, voted in support of traditional marriage. And the names of those contributors were outed, and left-wing groups published their home addresses, and people got fired for their job for, by the way, contributing to what was then the political position of people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And yet people got fired for their jobs to daring to speak out. Look, the landmark case on this is NAACP versus Patterson. In that case, the state of Alabama, run by Democrats, wanted to target the people that were members of the NAACP. They wanted to go after them and persecute them. Sadly, it was the Democrats that founded the Klan, and they wanted to go after the NAACP. That case went to the Supreme Court in 1958, and the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the NAACP, you couldn't force them to hand over their membership lists because it violates their First Amendment rights of free association.
All righty, we are back. And, you know, Joe, all of what has taken place, the Democrats, the Communist Party, they're in a hurry. They want to stop. They know that they've got to stop. There cannot possibly be fair and honest elections in November. They've got to try to find a way to stop it. And again, we talked about this, the Chinese factor in all of this. We don't know, you know, how that's going, because on the other side of that, the White Hats, and those are the good patriotic Americans who have been working, you know, undercover. They've been working below the radar, if you will, and they've been undoing a lot of what, and I know it don't seem that way, folks, but it is. Believe me, if they weren't doing what they're doing, and we're talking about good, decent, former military people working under the radar, to undo a lot of the evil, the wickedness of this Democratic Communist Party out there. And so, anyhow, they're gonna do all that we have, all that they can do, to stop the election. Now, you folks out there listening to me tonight, this is America. Ronald Reagan made it very clear when he said, you know, it amazes him that the people that have the most to lose are the ones that do the least to keep it. And that's what's been happening. You can't do that anymore. Every one of you out there listening to me, it's about your freedom. And let me tell you, freedom isn't free. Our freedoms were bought and paid for with the blood of those good people and honorable people that went before us. And you need to be ready to do the same thing. You need to be ready to die on your feet so your children don't have to live on their knees.
Amen. But we're not at the point where you have to die over this. What you have to do is stand up and be counted. Stand up and raise your voices. Make the world aware that you're not going to tolerate it, put up with it. Like this, what's going on in the public school system? If people just went in huge masses to their school boards, voted people out, voted people in, took over, they could change things. If people just would get together and run to the battle and start fighting. I get so frustrated because I meet people, I don't like the news, it's not pleasant, so I just ignore it. Well, it's like the ostrich hiding your head in the sand is not going to stop the roaring lion that's going out there devouring our children, taking away young people, the deaths through suicide, through the gun violence, through, you know, all the things that are happening in this nation. Nothing's going to change by people putting their head in the sand. It's only going to change when the Christian men and women stand up and say, in Christ's name, stop this insanity. We are not going to put up with it. There are more of us. We can shut the country down. We can stop it. But it's going to take courage, and it's going to take people willing to stand. Right, Pastor?
Absolutely. You know, Joe, remember some years ago, back around 1990, we did an article, and it was by a naval intelligence officer who predicted 9/11. And he actually wrote this, well, I guess it was 1991. He wrote this: programs were put into place to create a dependent networking element to our society. The government has begun to remove these programs to force people into a criminal class that did not exist in the 50s and 60s. Remember who was in office in 1991?
Yeah, I'm having one of those senior moments.
Was the guy named Clinton?
Clinton, yeah. It was Bill Clinton.
The government encouraged the manufacture and the importation of military firearms, listen to this very closely, for the criminal to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis and on mental patients in a process called Orion, the CIA inculcated this desire in those people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan well underway, and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. There you go. That's what he wrote back in those days, all the way back then.
Well, we were also talking about how a lot of those psychotropic drugs, you look at a lot of those school shooters all through the, you know, 90s and into the 2000s, had been on different psychotropic drugs or had quit taking them. And one of the warnings on the drugs was, you know, you do not stop these. You have to wean off the drugs. Stopping just cold turkey can cause extreme violence. And I remember two of the shooters, they were both, I can't think of their names right offhand, but they had stopped taking their medicine together. And the next thing
Dylan, and Dylan was one, and I'm trying to think of the other.
Something like it. Anyway, within 2 weeks after quitting their psychotropic drugs, they shot up, started shooting and killing. And now we are finding out that for years, these drugs that the pharmaceuticals, Big Pharma, has been selling to hundreds of millions of people for depression, it was supposed to something with serotonin. Now they're saying, oh, well, no, it didn't do any good because that wasn't the problem. It wasn't a chemical imbalance in the brain that caused depression. And so now they're what they're saying is these hundreds of millions of prescriptions for drugs for antidepressants didn't do anything because what they were claiming the problem wasn't the problem. So drugs can't fix a problem that is non-existent. So we've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've drugged our young people, we've drugged our elders, overdoses by prescription drugs have killed more people than the illegal drugs, which kill more than enough, you know. So basically, we've got a nation that, a government that has perpetrated the mass murder of millions of Americans and made Big Pharma and a lot of these people extremely rich by murdering American citizens. And I think Americans should be angry. They should be mad. We need to get rid of this government that's in power. They are not for you. They are for the destruction of our Constitution, our way of life, our culture, our religion. They are the enemy of God, and they are our enemy. I don't know how more clear I can make it, unless you've got something to add.
Well, yeah, I do. There's two articles or sources of information that absolutely declare that. One is God's Word, the Bible, declares that from Genesis to Revelation. But the other is called a Declaration of Independence. Here's what it says. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Does the other side give us a decent respect to our opinions?
No.
No.
None whatsoever.
Okay, so then it makes it very, very clear in this Constitution that it is time for us to cut the bands and separate ourselves from this illegitimate, because it's a totally illegitimate government, is it not?
It is. It is illegitimate. They have just ignored the Constitution. They have violated the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't do something. They had to change their border policy. It's been ignored. So they're ignoring the Supreme Court. There's supposed to be separation of powers. They're ignoring the third branch of government. They're ignoring the Constitution. They have politicized and weaponized the Justice Department, the State Department, and the intelligence communities, as well as the FBI, made them political, part of a political party. We are in the middle of a communist takeover, in the middle of a revolution, and if the American people don't wake up and realize it's a revolution, they're going to wake up to a socialist communist state, and then they're going to wonder how the heck it ever happened.
All right, well, here I'm going to tell you how you find out. Two things. First of all, people are calling. They want to know, what was that website? It was decertifyfraud.com. That has to do with stopping the destruction of the ballots in the 2020 election.
Right.
And so that is decertifyfraud.com. Decertifyfraud.com. Number two, this coming Sunday, Lord's willing, we're going to be showing from 4 to 6, from 4 to 6, the real story of January 6th, what actually took place. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it right there in front of your face, just like we showed you before, 2,000 Mules. All the evidence, all the real actual evidence. We're going to show you what took place where Nancy Pelosi has, what is it, 25,000 videos or hours of or minutes of videos that she refuses to let people see, because the Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupt. It is totally corrupt. There's not one even a bit of any kind of redeeming value with that party. It's totally corrupted. Now, what we're going to do here in a minute, let me see here. Okay, thanks. Decertifyfraud.com is did he say wired or weird? Okay, so very good. All right, now we're going to make a quick announcement, and then again this Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, from 4 to 6 p.m., and then at 6 p.m. we have the evening service. We're going to show the real story, the real story. And so go ahead and give your article, and then we're going to open the phone lines, Joe. Open the phone lines and start taking calls tonight. So phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Go ahead and read your article, Little Lisa.
Okay. Tomorrow you everyone have an opportunity to have a luncheon with Miriam Abrahim, and she's an Ethiopian Christian who was persecuted and was sentenced to death. She says, "I am not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. I have been arrested, tried, whipped, kicked, beaten, mocked, spit on, sentenced to death by hanging, and live life as a refugee for refusing to deny the name of Jesus Christ. But it is only the only name that gives everlasting life, and it is only by the grace of his holy name that I can share this story." So come and to the luncheon with Miriam Abrahim. It's tomorrow, Tuesday, July 26th at 11:30 a.m. That's at Jericho Center, 2878 Warren Meadville Road, and it's a light lunch with a beverage and an offering for Miriam. For reservations, call 330-638-2959 or call 330-883-6620. That's tomorrow. You don't want to miss this one.
All right, very good, Lisa. Now, we're going to take some calls, so let's go out to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, you in the air.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I have one of those state phones that they supply for you. I was able to go. I asked the phone thing to put me on to CertifyFraud.com. So she brought me to that, and it said to CertifyFraud.com, and there was different type articles, but there was nothing saying anything in reference to what she was saying last week.
Not to certify, to decertify, decertify. Yeah, no.
Decertify, D-E-C-E-R-T-I-F-Y. My voice is a little...
Yeah, decertifyfraud.com. Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get on the site there, and it had some articles, but it had nothing saying about destroying the ballot September 4th, or nothing, what she said to put your name, and they would send it out to the postal or whatever, electronically. There was nothing at all. I don't know whether there's something else you got to do after you go to decertifyfraud.com.
Well, Jan's supposed to be calling in and letting us know about that. She's going to give us some updates. I will get with her and let her know. She's heading this whole thing up. And so far they've gotten, I think, over 300,000 they have sent out for people. So the other night I was trying to watch a movie. And they took it down right while I was watching it. It was taken down off the, just removed from the website. And that was what we're going to be showing in the church. We have it now. And that is the real story of January 6th. Just as I was trying, they took it right down. And they just put right up there, removed. So we're up, you know, this is everywhere you turn, we're at war with the big tech and, you know, the Antichrist system.
Pastor on eight. I know you have calls. I just want to say one thing. I know the other day you were having it where people couldn't get in on the phone to give donations. That one day, I guess they were scamming.
Yeah, we've got right now, even as we're talking, we've got some of them calling and trying to jam the lines up.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is what you should just say over the air is saying, if you're trying to call and you can't get through, just send your donation where you normally send it to. So they'll know.
Well, you just said it. So there you go.
There you go. That's right. I forget. I got the radio lowered down. All right. Thank you, Pastor Ernie. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Pastor, hold on one sec. I'm on decertifyfraud.com right now. And all you have to do, there's a right in the middle of the page, send this postcard today, and you click on send postcard now, and it comes up. You can send postcards demanding a Republican sequester ballots. It's there. It's in use, and it's even saying how many today have been sent. So it's operational.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on. You know, it seems like, you know,
it's been shut down for a little bit, but it says it's not too late to decertify fraud. And they said we've got 39 days, 20 hours, 36 minutes, and 55 seconds to do it.
All right. Now, we've got people up here right now on that same website. And top left corner says Faith to Action, I believe. Am I right?
Oh, I just clicked off of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. So
All right,
let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
I got two things, if I could. Do you know the name of that January 6th program you're showing, what the name of it is?
I think, what is it? We're going to be showing that. We have it in the, I'm talking to Greg here. It's, I think the January 6th is it the real story or... What happened on January 6th? Let me see. I can tell you here in a minute. I'll go back and find it. Let me see. Here you go. Dershowitz. Nope, that's not it. Hey. Well, I'll find it here in a minute, and then...
Why don't you bring up the second thing while you're...
Yeah, go ahead.
I got something in the mail today I thought you'd be interested in, and I thought of you and both you and Jan Porter. Is I subscribe to this New American, and the whole they have a special report, the whole magazine, like 45 pages. This is all on the the good news about Roe versus Wade, and I'm sure you'd be interested in this. It's all these interesting stories about. It's all positive. It's all, you know, good news. And I think I can get a copy sent to this your Sperry Road address.
All right, go ahead. Thanks.
14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. Okay.
Would you get it if I or you get so much stuff you wouldn't get it? But if I put attention, Pastor Sanders.
Oh yeah, we look at it. We go through it. Oh yeah, you're not kidding. Do we get a lot? Every day, but we would look through it here. It's called The Real Story, The Real Story of January 6th. It's by Epoch Times. Epoch Times puts it out, and it's we're going to be showing this, and it's a 1 hour and 42 minutes. And so, again, it's The Real Story of January 6th, and we will be showing that, Lord's willing, at Doors of the Word Baptist Church at 4 p.m. from 4 to 6, right. Okay, so, all right, I thank you very much. Let's go to Clifford. Clifford's in, hey, wait a minute now. Cliff, are you there?
Yeah.
You were Joe the other night on George Sorry. You were Joe.
Yeah, that's my middle name, yeah.
Oh, okay, Clifford Joe, all right.
Yeah, I don't use that as, you know, that's sometimes I use that.
Well, Pastor Joe's name is Joe Clifford.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. We know your voice anywhere, so I don't care what name you go by. We know who you are.
Yep. Yeah. I was talking to you on the way home, but you couldn't hear me. I was on the radio, so.
Yeah. They call me Jumpin', actually, on the basketball court, which I didn't like. You know what I mean? Call me, but, you know.
All right.
But, you know, I know I can jump, but, you know, go by my first name, you know. So, anyway, one thing that related to last week, the Sergeant Reports podcast, episode 333, it cited that the Economist magazine said that they're not including some countries like China, Australia, and Canada, but they're suspicious that in a number of countries that they tabulated since the introduction of the shots, there's been 25 million excess deaths over prior years, all cause mortality. So that's a little suspicious. And in that episode, they also pointed out an undertaker in the UK had a guy in his 20s that got his third dose. And dead, you know, he's athletic, according to the embalmer or the funeral guy. And they were pulling crystal shards out of his blood vessels. Then the third thing on that was interesting, they're trying to determine if the Bluetooth is picking up people that have taken the shots. And it might have gotten these nanoparticles. Now, these Mexican scientists went to the grave sites of so-called vaccinated people, and they were picking up from under their graves, they were picking up Bluetooth signals. So that was a little spooky. So that's episode 333 in the Sergeant Reports podcast. And another thing that was kind of spooky was this David Knight Show podcast has the title of his episode, The David Knight Show Podcast, The Baby Picture, and it has a clip right at the beginning of where a congressman introduced a picture of a finger reaching in. They were basically performing surgery in utero on an infant, and the finger grabbed the surgeon.
That was a very famous one.
It was famous.
Yeah, we sent that. We sent that out all over the country.
Right. And the congresswoman was like, get that out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the video, like, in other words, it's so ghoulish. You know, but my question is, if you got a chance, I heard something on Charles Stanley, and I wonder what you think of what he said. He said, you know, this scripture where Jesus says, you know, I won't give you a stone, I'll give you a fish, or what will you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Serpent, bread. He said that the idea behind that is you'll get a quality answer to prayer. Now, is that something up front someone praying would think in their head? Would they? How would a praying person, while they're praying, contemplate that scripture? You know, what's your opinion on that?
Okay, well, there's two different scriptures. One, the Lord Jesus said that even the wicked won't give their children, when their children are hungry, stones to eat. Okay, but then tell me where that's at again, because again, like I said, there's two different ones.
Right, right. Well, I'm just thinking of the one where it might be Matthew, where it says, you know, if your Father in heaven is, you know, if you ask for a fish, he won't give you a stone, something like that, you know. But where that's a stark contrast.
Yeah, well, he does have, okay, what you have the Lord Jesus, what he would give when he would be talking, often there'd be several applications, you know, to what he was saying. And what he's telling you, too, in that, the idea that when you pray to God in answer, you have to wait upon him, but God will always give you the right answer. He'll never give you a wrong answer. And this has happened to me many, many times when I've gone to, you know, there have been times I've been preaching for 50 years, and sometimes I think, well, I've preached on about everything you can preach on in the Bible, okay? And just about that time, I'll be sitting there, and God has numerous different ways of showing you what he wants you to do. And so what do you have to do? Well, you have to go to prayer and ask him, Lord, I'm not getting anything here. Show me what is it. Tell me, you know, lead me, take me to where you want me to be here. Let me know what you want me to do. And you just got to wait on him, and God's got many different ways of doing exactly that. But hang tight. We're coming up to a break, and so we'll be back right after this.
A strange sensation has seized the nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves are breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads, who have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. New laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI just hired the KGB. The ADL's got a list for sale,
but you're anti-Semitic if you call it a conspiracy.
Now how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widow mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow is guilty. Now have you ever heard a condo confess?
We're in the land of the free and the home of the slave. It's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policeman, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. Before you pass right on through somebody's private front door, you better check that oath of office you take. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, you do the Constitution bodily harm.
There you go. That was Carl Klang and my old buddy. He went home to be with the Lord some years ago. I think it was 2019. You know what? We're keeping his songs alive out here. He was a real, real, true patriot American in every sense of the word. Let's go to Jack in San Diego.
Well, Pastor, I was going to talk about anarchy tonight. It's amazing the number of ways people are committing crimes today. The latest one I heard is hit, rob, and run, which is a variation of hit and run.
Oh, yeah, I see that they're doing that now. They hit people with a car, then they jump out and rob them while they're down.
That's right.
Yeah, that's done. 99.9% of the people that do that are Democrats.
Well, exactly. The other thing that I found interesting was a couple of nights ago I was shopping at Ralph's here in San Diego, which is a division of Kroger's. And so I'm watching this guy. He's got a backpack, and he puts a bottle of liquor in his backpack. And then I kind of lose track of him. And so later I'm talking to the manager up front, and I was telling him about this guy. And as we were talking, he walked out of the store. He didn't pay for anything. He just walked out. And so she told me that Ralph's policy is you can't stop him and you can't touch him. And if you do, you could lose your job. She said that they no longer have any security personnel. They don't have any undercover shoppers. She said the worst is late at night. They're open till 1 in the morning. And she says, if you want to see shoplifting, come by late at night. And they're all wearing backpacks. A lot of them just came over the border. They live in the bushes. And they know it's a free-for-all. And they take what they want, and they walk out, and nobody's going to stop them.
Well, old Ralph's won't be around a real long time at that rate.
Well, there are a lot of chains that are closing stores, like Starbucks and Walgreens and 7-Eleven, because of crime. And it's certainly, if something isn't done, it's what's going to be left is online shopping. But even people that would never shoplift are shoplifting. But they're doing it in a different way. It's at the self-checkout stand. They just don't scan everything. I watched them. Run it over the scanner, but the...
Okay, let me ask you this, Jack. Do you know why this is happening? This is not just something that's happening by chance. There is a very, very well-thought-out, deliberate scheme behind this.
Yeah, well, my opinion is this is... You're witnessing the organized destruction of the United States of America, and part of it is to destroy capitalism. These people are socialists, communists, whatever you want to call them, but before they can introduce real socialism to the United States, they have to destroy capitalism and show it doesn't work. And one way to do that is to promote anarchy, and that's what's happening.
Well, they're promoting the Democratic Communist Collective, which was formerly the Democratic Party. What they are doing is they are trying to befriend the gangs, all the criminals out there, so when the time to riot happens, they have to want to be able to declare martial law. And so they're preparing their people right now. The Biden crime cartel, Sleepy Joe, he's most of the time, he doesn't even know where he's at, okay? But Obama and his crew is behind this whole thing. And they're completely lawless, completely corrupt, and they've got the FBI that is no longer. The FBI, which used to fight communism, has now become a part of that. And like he said in that song that you just heard, it's like the KGB has taken over. So the FBI is no longer a legitimate force. They've become simply a part of the Communist Party now, and mm-hmm. and we don't have a Justice Department either.
Well, you know, a lot of this goes back to Trump. Lincoln and Wilson, during their presidencies, they faced the same problem that Trump did, which was sedition. Organized effort to undermine their presidency. But both Lincoln and Wilson, they declared sedition, and they had many, many people arrested for sedition. Trump never did that. From day one, there was sedition. They were trying to undermine Trump's government. He never called them out on it. He never invoked sedition. He never had anybody arrested. And the irony now is, this January 6th incident in the hearings, now the crooked left is using sedition against Trump. And they're going to try to have him convicted of sedition so he'll never be able to run for any federal office.
Well, and this, as if you heard my sermon, this is what we preached on. We showed you how many similarities were with the unlawful trial of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he was betrayed by insiders and all of that, and how that's so similar to the situation with President Trump. But very good. You're right. He should have. Remember who it was that betrayed him, his own vice president, and the Rhino Republicans that should have been standing with him. They not only betrayed Trump, they betrayed us. They betrayed us, too.
They're still betraying us to this day. The Rhinos are still part of the, if you're not part of the solution, you're the problem.
Well, the only way Trump would be successful as president again would be if the Republicans had control of the House and the Senate, because if they didn't, I'm sure they would be using sedition to go after
Trump. You're right. What'll happen, and if they don't, if we get control of the House and the Senate, and they don't go after, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Biden and all of them, then we need to burn down their phone lines. We need to give them, we need to do to them what they keep telling, Waters, Maxine Waters and others say to do to conservatives.
No, well, you're absolutely right. If we get control and we have the opportunity, we have to hunt down all these seditious people and try them and give them the full extent of the law, which I hope we bring back, putting people in exile and stripping them of their citizenship. I never want to give these people a second chance to do this again.
Trump has said if he gets reelected again, the first thing he's going to do, there are 50,000 what are called lobbyists out there today that he is going after, 50,000 of them, that they're going to be gone. They're the in-between. And so we'll see what happens. And it's because those are the 51,000 that are behind most of this insurrection and that. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Jack. All right, Joe. Here you go. Vaccinated population accounts for 92% of COVID-19 deaths in Canada. Where have we heard that before, Joe? Recent official figures published by the Canadian government revealed that the Vaccinated population now accounts for 92% of the Wuhan coronavirus deaths across Canada. Nearly half of those deaths are among the quadruple jabbed population. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's regime continues to downplay the gravity of the situation by providing a tally of cases, hospitalizations, deaths, and stretches all the way back to December 4, 2020. That includes a huge wave of deaths that occurred in January 2021, when just 0.3% of the Canadian population was considered to be fully vaccinated. But the news website, The Exposé, used Wayback Machine to find that what the Canadian government was concealing in regard to the correlation between the vaccination status of Canada's current death rate. They said browser application is a digital archive of the World Wide Web that captures and manages and searches collections of digital content without any technical exercise by expertise by hosting facilities. So that's exactly what the people in this country have found out and exposed. That's what we've been exposing that.
And here yesterday, published July 24th, fully vaccinated account for 91% of COVID deaths in one country. Oh, not Canada. In the first 5 months of the year, England's fully vaccinated population accounted for 91% of the deaths attributed to the COVID-19, according now to official government data. The UK's Office for National Statistics recently published its data for January 1 through January 31st, which shows the deaths rose among the vaccinated month by month, while falling month by month among the unvaxxed. The expose and a couple other papers reported in January, 85% of COVID-19 deaths were among the highly vaxxed, only 15% among the unvaxxed. So it's not just in Canada. It's not just in the USA. It's in jolly old England, and it's the same thing. The people dying are the ones who have had the vaccinations. The more vaccinations, the more deaths.
Well, I remember hearing Joe Biden distinctly say, get the vaccination and you won't get COVID. Yes.
COVID at all.
So right. And so he says he's had...
It'll keep you from dying.
He says he's had all three of the jabs. He's had all three, and he's had the COVID three times now.
Mm-hmm. And then the second big lie was, well, the vaccinations will keep you from dying. Well, it doesn't look like the facts are, you know, bearing that out at all.
You know, we're going to take right now... We're going to take Craig out and get him vaccinated, and just to see if that happens, and then we'll have our own survey.
Okay. Here's just one more note on that. Out of the 15,000 deaths, 12,442 were among the triple and quadruple vaccinated population, and that was in the month of May in England. So those are pretty severe statistics, and they're published the government's own figures.
We played a clip last week. I don't know if you were here when we played it about Marky Zuckerberg. Now, remember, Marky Zuckerberg was telling, well, first of all, anyone who Facebook who said anything negative about the poisonous poke, the vax, they got dropped.
Right.
They got now
sure. Kicked off.
But we had, somebody had... recorded him telling his staff, do not get the vax. I don't trust it. It's experimental. I think it's dangerous. Do not get it. And we played it. We played Marky, okay?
Yeah.
And this all goes along with the hypocrisy. It's just unbelievable, the hypocrisy of these people. But, Joe, it's your turn tonight. You got 4 minutes.
I'd love to. I was thinking we did a hymn in church service, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And it's been sticking in my mind, and I got to looking up some passages in 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. We know Scripture tells us we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior because we cannot save ourselves. In 1 Timothy, it tells us, for there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And then in Colossians, it tells us, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus Christ went to the cross, and on his sinless, spotless soul, he took the horrible sins of me and you, Pastor Ernie, and you out there listening, and he took our place, did a substitutionary death. He paid the price. Jesus, in his death, he paid that price for us. He suffered, died in our place. And he offers in return, if we accept him as Lord, and we call upon the Father and ask to be forgiven, forgiven that our sins placed him on that cross, we will be forgiven of those sins. And if we accept his offer and call upon him to become Lord, Lord of our life, and I mean we give ourselves to him because we're bought and paid for by his precious blood, if we call upon him, ask that forgiveness, truly repentant heart, a true repentant heart, we will be forgiven, and then we just simply ask him to be Lord of our life, all of our life, without reservation. We do it freely, and then we simply ask him to give us the down payment, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and we will become that new born-again believer. We will become a child of the kingdom, son or daughter of the living God, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And we know that we have been born again, we have been saved, we have been changed. And by the fruit, for you know that you've been changed. You will change your behavior, your thinking, your thoughts. You will become at peace. You will want to serve and please God. And you will find a joy and peace that you've never experienced in your life before. And Pastor and I have told you many, many times, we have never met anyone who's ever regretted calling upon the name of the Lord, being saved and being born again and being a changed creation.
Quaker, does God have, Joe, concerning doing exactly what he said he would do?
Kind of a perfect record.
100% perfect, isn't it? You're 100%. Absolutely right. All righty, folks, we're out of time again tonight. And don't forget, we really need your help to continue. It's summertime, and times are tough for us here. But until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.